It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener's Supply. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
When it rains heavily in spring and in summer, can you tell us about some cool ways to maybe catch that water and use it to water gardens or for other projects around the yard?
Yeah, so even though we're in Vermont where it rains pretty regularly, we get dry spells. And I know places like the Southwest and California, they actually have cisterns that they bury in the ground so they can collect the water and then pump it back out in the summer. We don't have to go to that extent, at least at this point. But there are some things to do. And we have those heavy downpours that come down and they may run off the driveways and down into the sewer systems if you have a municipal sewage facility, and causing pollution to go into the lakes and streams, et cetera, et cetera. So the first thing to do is to do a rain garden. So if you have downspouts and you have the water that's coming into your yard, if you can channel that water into a little area that you can put plants in there that can take the flooding. It could be like the blue flag irises or the swamp milkweed or some of the Joe Pye weeds. They'll do okay, and there's a number of different plants you can grow. Create a natural swale. Just kind of dig out the soil a little bit. You can put grass back over it and just have the water channel down there. That's a nice way to keep the water on your property so it doesn't run off and cause pollution and other problems. You can collect the water, though, by using rain barrels. So as it comes down, you just take that gutter, and then you take your 55-gallon barrel. And these are barrels that are food-grade barrels, so they're safe to use. And you can get kits that have barrels that have lids on them or just openings where the gutter can come in, and a screen, of course, to keep the debris out. And then it just fills up the barrels. And you can fill up a barrel pretty quickly on a thunderstorm. And then if you get a kit, you'll also have the spigot already attached. If you're just getting a barrel from somewhere, a marina or some food place, you can do this whole thing yourself, but you would have to, of course, insert the spigot. Then you want to put it on a nice flat area with some gravel, so if it water overflows, it goes down into the gravel. And you also want to elevate it, so up onto some cinder blocks, and the higher you can go with the elevation, the more gravity feed you'll get. You could also attach a garden hose to it. So not only are you saving on water, you're getting better quality water too, and your plants are going to be much happier.
So very cool. And thanks to Rosie that wrote in about the importance of rain barrels and conserving water. So that's a great topic.
If you have topics like that, definitely let us know.
Chris in Hinesburg has written in with a critter that makes me like viscerally like. Chris writes, we have a sandbox for our kids. We use sand without any crystalline silica dust to avoid any inhalation risks. However, we do have, I can't even say it, earwigs in the sandbox, and we're looking for a safe way to deter them.
Ah, earwigs with the pincers on there. You just have nightmares of them crawling in your hair.
All right,
John. All right, anyway. A good way to control them, really simple way, very safe way to do it, is get some newspaper. Roll up the newspaper, wet it a little bit. Don't make it soggy, but wet it a little bit. Maybe even put a little vegetable oil in the center of it, and then just stick it in the sandbox overnight. And what happens is the earwigs want to go to a cold, dark place that's moist. And the oil is kind of like a little added benefit, too. Mm. So they'll all kind of huddle in there. And so first thing in the morning, before you even drink your first cup of coffee, go out there, take that little rolled up newspaper, and then just compost it or throw it away, whatever. It'll be loaded with earwigs. Do that a couple times. You'll kind of eliminate a lot of those earwigs. You might even use it in your camper, too.
I'll have you come over and get the earwigs out of my camper. Okay, if you have questions about critters or about your garden or planting, send them to us. VermontPublic.org. Search All Things Gardening, submit your question in the post, and then listen back wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.